So he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Notice he said, I am. Other word, resurrection means coming back. He died. And Satan thought he was gone because nobody ever come back from the dead like that. And he came back. He resurrected from the dead. He said, not only am I the resurrection, I am the life. Oh, I am the life. There's no other life outside of me. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth. Now notice the condition here, because there's some things I want to point out in this few minutes I have. He that believeth in me, though he were what?
Dead,
yet shall he live. Notice the one that believeth in him. Now, if the one that don't believe, they'll stay dead. But the one that believes in him, you know, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never, never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe this? You believe this? Do y'all believe that? Now watch what she says. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said, she went away. Now look what she did. She went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master's come and cometh and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews which were with Mary, which were with her in the house, and comfort her, when they saw Mary, she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth to the grave to weep there. But look what Mary said. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, she saw him and fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, listen what she said, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, what happened? When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he did what? Now that's what I want. He did what?
Groaned
in the spirit and was troubled. All seven gifts of the spirit. There's nine in the new covenant. There's nine of them in the new covenant. But all seven of them worked under the old covenant. The two that is distinct to this dispensation, to this covenant, is tongues and interpretation of tongues. They didn't operate under Jesus' ministry, nor under the old covenant. But under this new covenant, I need you to stay with me now. I need you to stay with me. But the Bible says, now I'm going to tell you what the Lord pointed out to me, what he told me. Excuse me for turning my back. He groaned in the spirit. Now, put up, I would somebody hit. I guess I'll get it read. He did what? He groaned in the spirit. I keep my Bible so I need to turn to another place. And if you could, if real quick and we'll come back there. Don't leave that. I'm going to tell you what he said. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Notice what the Spirit does. He helps our infirmity, weakness. Weakness means inability. The Holy Spirit is in you to perfect you, help you to do what you can't do without Him. So he said, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself, which is better said, Himself, maketh what? Intercession for us with what? The Amplified as groaning and yearnings. Now notice what Jesus did. He groaned in the Spirit. All right, now let me show you what he said. There's some prayers you can pray, said, be healed in Jesus' name, on that level of anointing and power that person healed. But what had happened to Lazarus, it took a deeper level of the anointing.
That's good.
And just saying it in be healed wasn't on that level. So he went to another dimension of that anointing by groaning, yielding to what the Holy Ghost had. The Holy Ghost had the answer, but it came out in groaning. Your mind didn't comprehend it. And many saints have stayed away because they try to operate the power of God right here, and you can't do it. You have to go into the realm of the Spirit. And there's different levels that you, as you pray, the Holy Ghost will take, because He knows what's at hand. Are y'all following me? He knows the situation at hand, so He'll take you to that level of anointing to break that thing or destroy it. And so he groaned in the Spirit and was troubled. Notice they weep. I go back up here. Notice they weep. And he did what? He wept with them. Then he groaned. Now let's go on. Let's go on. And he was troubled in spirit. Now, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. I got some things to say, but let me go on. Jesus did what?
Wept.
They was weeping. He wept. He identified with their loss or their brother departed. They was weeping. It hurt them. He identified with them. He wept, but he just didn't weep and sit down and do nothing about it. But watch what happened. Then said the Jew, behold how he loved him. I want to say to you, you have no idea how much he loves you. I need a revelation of God's love for you and me. God did not spare anything to go to the extent to deliver us from everything. He didn't spare. He gave the best he had so we could be free from the curse. And this thing was hurting Mary and Martha. And Jesus entered into that with them. But let's go on now. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have called that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore what? Again, groaned in himself. Come into the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it.